Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, October 17th, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I'm Kip Stove.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on the Diaspora Forum, we are talking about documentation problems faced by Zimbabweans living in various countries.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voezimbabwe.com, at www.voeshona.com, and at www.voendebele.com.
If you have just joined us tonight on the Diaspora Forum, we are talking about immigration issues.
The Democratic Alliance in South Africa claims that the ruling African National Congress has failed in protecting the country's borders from an influx of illegal immigrants. The opposition party says it has an immigration plan that would limit the number of people entering the country, document immigrants, and send home those wishing to return to their places of origin.
In Britain and USA and some Western nations, immigration has taken center stage as millions of Africans and other nationals are fleeing home to seek refuge and greener pastures in developed nations.
Millions of Zimbabweans live in South Africa and other nations, but they are not sure about their stay in those countries as some face deportations after failing to get proper immigration documents.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077.
Ngiyaphila uthi?
Hayi siyaphila kakhulu sibanjana abantwana.
Ah bayaphila.
Very good.
Bayagula. Sesikhathi
kuya.
It's cold now.
Yeah, kunjalo futhi.
Yeah, kuyagodola so baya food there.
Yeah, kunzima.
Kunzima. Yes, Gibbs, nasi tiri kutaura nenyaya yevanhu vanogara munyika. Siri dzavo. Isisu kana tichinge tichitaura pachizezuru. Hanzi unenge uchinzi uri mubva kure. Usi wemunyika imomo wakabva kure ukauya kunyika kwedu.
Muntu wakuza.
Yes, saka tiri kunzwa kuti muSouth Africa, mapato maviri ari muSouth Africa, anosanganisira Democratic Alliance, vari kukurudzira kuti zvizvarwa zvekune dzimwe nyika zviri munyika iyi, zvinenge zvisina magwaro, anobvumidza zvinenge zvichigara munyika iyi, zvinenge zvichiburitswa muSouth Africa. Democratic Alliance iri kutopomera mhosva bato ANC rinotonga muSouth Africa. Kuti iri kutadza kugadzirisa miganhu kana atingati maboda anzi hakusi secure zviri kuita kuti vanhu vange vachingopinda semvura iri kudirwa musefa vanongopinda vachibuda bato iri riri kunzi nevakawanda riri kutora matanho ariri kukurudzira kuti anga achigadziriswa senzira yekutsvaga rutsigiro nekuti South Africa iri kutarisirwa kuita sarudzo gore rinouya kwoitawo rimwe bato idzva riri kunzi rakakurudzirawo kuti vese vasiri vemunyika iyi vasina magwaro vange vabuda muSouth Africa panopera gore rino asi vakawanda vari kubva vafunga zvakamboitika muna 2008 pairwiswa vanhu vasiri vezvizvarwa zvemuSouth Africa hainzi xenophobia iyeyi inotyisa vanhu vakawanda ndo zviri kuitwa mune nyika dzakawanda tinoona kana muno muAmerica chaimo vanenge vasina magwaro vekune dzimwe nyika vari kuita dambudziko rekuti vange vachitambirwa nemuno muAmerica nekune dzimwe nyika. Saka matambudziko ari kutarisana nevana veZimbabwe ari kunzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana Gibbs.
Yee, kunjalo ke Jongo, uyaibeka kuhle ke indaba yethu namhlanje limzwele lapho Jongo sifika uyaibeka. Namhla ke zvirukandaba esikhuluma ngakho yikuti ke abantu beZimbabwe abahlala kwamanye amazwe kungazani bathole nzima sifile kakhulu. Xa sisibona ke kwele South Africa kule bandla lokuthiwa iDemocratic Alliance liyakhuluma ukuthi ibandla leANC, African National Congress, kungani aliqhubi kuhle nxa sisekhangela ukuvimba emngceleni. Mwazani liti abantu bagcwala kakhulu kwele South Africa. Kodwa le ANC lona lithi haya kunjalo. Bazama ukuthi balungise phela ukuthi abantu nxa ukuthi uvela kwamanye amazwe ungahlukuluzwa kube njalo. Siyabona njalo ke iDemocratic Alliance ikhuluma ngokuthi yona ile esingathi zinhlelo ezithize engazethulela uZulu nqa ukuthi ingavotela ingene esikhundleni. Lokhu kunje ngokuthi abantu abafisa ukuzibuyelela ekhaya ingabancedisa ukuthi bakwenze khonokho. Lokunye nje kutshiyeneyo siphola ngazani kuningi sibili zulukandaba. So ke ngelani kuhlelo khona manje ukuze sixoxe ngizokuthatha lo muntu ecingweni ubani.
Ndizozo tina vadi vamavinga vanove gweta rinorwira kodzero dzevanhu. Vachishanda nesangano reHuman Rights Watch kuchamhembe kweAfrica. Vamavhinga tinogamuchirai muchirongwa chedu.
Kuva muchirongwa nekukurukura nevamwe nevateereri maita basa.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru. Maybe you can start in English, Mr. Mavhinga. We understand that two political parties in South Africa are fighting that immigrants who are in that country be deported if they are illegal. And the Democratic Alliance Party is actually saying that the ANC is not doing enough to protect South African borders. And I think many Zimbabweans are now living in fear of what happened in 2008. You live in South Africa. What are you hearing and seeing following these statements from these political parties?
Well, the Democratic Alliance has really put out reckless statements on illegal immigrants, which could fuel xenophobia. And it is on record that there have been vicious cycles of xenophobia in South Africa since 2008, when more than 62 people were killed with no accountability or justice whatsoever. So it is about politics. It's about the elections coming up in 2019 in South Africa and the all-easy tendency to stereotype and scapegoat and put blame on foreign nationals for the failings of the system. It is really a hangover from the colonial period where there was divide and rule, where different groups were divided and there was stereotyping, which then perpetuated the colonial apartheid regime. And we are now seeing these things happening. But unfortunately, it is it presents huge danger to foreign nationals, particularly those with small businesses, tuck shops in the townships in Soweto, in part of Durban, across the country. And we're saying that parties like the Democratic Alliance should be responsible and should speak responsibly. But unfortunately, despite our warnings as human rights defenders, having seen this trend with the DA mayor for Johannesburg, particularly Hermann Mashaba, having repeatedly used these very same sentiments, we see that this is not coming to an end. And we fear that it could result in serious abuses targeting foreign African nationals.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mavhinga. Gibbs, ndifunga vanogona kumbotsana ngora zvakare nesindebele.
Yes, so ke loba kunjalo Mavhinga, we see that, you know, at the end of the day, this immigration issue is always taking center stage during times of elections. And we see that maybe in South Africa, they are going towards elections. And normally, all that fades off soon after the elections. So are they saying this thing genuinely, or is a question of maybe politicking? And if it is politicking, how serious is it?
Absolutely, it is politicking, but also, Gibbs, this is about stereotypes. You know, where it is very easy to blame the other, people who are not like us, to blame them for our shortcomings, for our failings. It's very easy to say, you know, unemployment amongst doctors is because of foreign nationals, when in fact, even if they are not there, the locals would not have the necessary skills to take up those jobs. So what needs to be done, really, and this kind of xenophobia is not only within political parties. We see it also in the attitude of, for example, the Home Affairs Department, in the manner in which it treats foreign nationals, it processes their permits or applications for asylum, and all those things, even the policing, is highly xenophobic. If you go, for example, to the biggest station for buses in South Africa, Johannesburg, park station, you see that frequently the police are targeting immigrants there to frisk them and demand small bribes because they are demanding to see passports or what was in the apartheid era, what was called passbooks. So elections, as you correctly said, in 2019, we are likely to see an escalation in this kind of warmongering and dangerous talk. And unfortunately, the South African police has not decisively dealt with this problem. Mm-hmm. There hasn't been any accountability for the serious abuses that have taken place in the past. Even in this year, in 2018, we have had, you know, waves of violence, xenophobic violence in Soweto, for example, targeting mainly Somali nationals and their tax shops. We have had a shadowy political party group that also marched against foreign nationals. But all this is scapegoating, trying to find an excuse to commit crimes and steal, and not really to deal with the root causes of xenophobia.
Thank you so much, Wamavinga Maita Basarambaye Muri Parunare. Gibbs, I understand we now have Ms. Neria Neshamba, a Zimbabwean who is based in the UK. I think she works with the Zimbabwe Diaspora Focus Group. Welcome to our show, Ms. Neshamba.
Thank you. I miss Mashamba.
Mashamba. We are very sorry. Tine urombo. Yes.
Thank you.
Mungataura chiine dambudziko ratiri kunzwa riri kusangana nevana veZimbabwe vari munyika dzakasiyana siyana. South Africa mapato maviri anoti Democratic Alliance ne African Basic Movement Party akatobuda pachena kuti vabva kure kana kuti vekune dzimwe nyika vanofanira kunge vachionekwa kunzi vadzosekerwa munyika dzavo.
Dambudziko iroro rinorwadza nokuti one. Aisi mosva yavanhu kuti vabude munyika, but because my situations akanga arimo munyika ndio aisakisa kuti vanhu tibude tinotsvaka upenyu, peace and quiet kune dzimwe. Some of us, vamwe vacho ma economic refugees, because they could not get a job kumusha, which is worse dzidzo yaanayo, fundo yaanayo. And it, some of them, and it vakatengesa misha dzimba, vamwe vakatengesa mombe, kana vabereki vavo ipapapo vakango relocate to South Africa or Botswana. Zvino ipapapo kuti munhu akatengesa imba ndiudzeiwo kana chero murimi, achiuya kunana diaspora, achiuya kudiaspora, wozonzi wodzorerwa kumusha, no work permit yavanomupa. How do they think, as another, even if we follow humanitarians, you know, the G, humanitarians, munhu kungobiswa abva kumusha asina chinhu, angotora mari achifunga kutoti right, I'm an economic refugee, I'm going to find work, then I support my people at home. As you know that we believe in extended family, families, Zimbabweans, then ndovakawo musha wangu. Then wosvika kumunyika kuya kuya, haupiwi document, anditi haupi, uchasupika ugokwangwaya ugodini, uchaiona nhamo yamakandiwa chaiyo. And then wapedza ipapapo wozonzi after 5 years uchineteka, uchirara nenzara, uchirara pasi pamabridges, reducing you to the poorest of the poor. Then ungozonzi all right, chidzokera kumusha, just like that. Vakuda kuti vanhu vanonzi apira anambwera here kana kuti chii. Kana nyika yawakatora iyi inonzi chii, yawakatizira, yawakapotera iyoyo. They should at least consider kuti at least ngavape vanhu ma work permits, vangoshanda, vagone kudzokera kumusha. Vane chinhu, at least vanotenga dzimba kumusha, vanonoita upenyu hutsva, zviri nani than just to put people out as if they committed a crime. No. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line, Gibbs. Amai Mashamba Varuti. And some people are forced to flee their countries because of economic and political hardships. Mm-hmm. And some economic refugees who even sold their properties to find money so that they can go to the diaspora to find work and support their extended families. Mm-hmm. And most of these people, they are failing to get proper documentations in those countries, forcing them to sleep under bridges and do all those menial jobs. Mm-hmm. And to expect those people to be deported and or just return home without nothing. That is impossible. So I understand we have another caller. Hello, Magadi. Hello.
Hello.
Magadi. Tarasimba ndiani?
Mudara Obasanjo.
Mudara Obasanjo. Murukufona murukupiko kuna Nigeria ere.
Kukwekwe.
Oh, Obasanjo. Tipe zvamurikuda kuti pakurira tinzwe. Ukanzwa zvinobva kuna Mudara Gibbs is something big.
Yeah.
Wakati mirika ndakashanda musaza kureka kwenguwa yakareba.
Mm-hmm.
Iwa Zimbabwe ni susu pachedu kega, susu pachedu. Na kutako mbana susu pachedu, kurayana pachedu susu kega. Ukao, kapakuruke mumi chedi papaki techedi kupaya, alengaba kutoko Zimbabwe huno. Alengaba kumatuwa ni Zimbabwe ni, banga ni pute apa uru, kiapa kuna kutu urayo. Kapa ibu nguwa, jifana kubleba maa South African. Na Zimbabwe ni tanyanya ni kutoso, papaki techedi ni kiapa kiapa, ipa apu mani mapulisa.
Saka mapulisa hasi kutora matano ere ipapa?
Hapuliza atani matani, kano subatu wapa, kano subatu wani maa, ukabatu mkunzi, paya papa kutenishiri paya. Hapuliza ari papa nezo wano iti.
Saka idambu zikuri.
Masa kakute ni police service change ya, paya nezo wano batu kwa ipo paya, wate zote umu Zimbabwe ina. Wani yasa kuna dressing yao, complexion yako, nima fambira yako kutu, this is a foreigner, uimu foreigner. Wana maji. Ndio naweza kupata mkunzi ipapo specific and Zimbabwe ino wakaita ma collection ni ma South Africans wakaita collection ma South Africans matozo vuto ringo watu zoti toni munhu ro kutara kwaka ndio mu Zimbabwe ino kati mbati mkunzi mutoro wa fomo wa zvese zvaringo inazvo asi zvichibva ku Zimbabwe ino chaiche kadi kuti wa Zimbabwe ndane kwari kuko magara kwemwe yakareba vauye kuno kwaite tima project kwao mukuno kumusha kuno nguva ichiripo zvandakaona 2008 zvaitisati kunona Ramaphosa ona rakapakiwo vachipiswaanu urikupanzwa hereo akandimira
ndiri kupanzwa baba pari kutonzwisa tsidzi
tachoramba takamirira kunyika yavo ukokoko chinyaya yekuti muno munyika medu ngatitamburei tiri muno tichingoita pichana kusvika nyika yedu yanaka ichanaka chete muno zvanongoda kutaura chete.
Thank you so much, Baba. Saka izvezvi muri muku Zimbabwe.
Ndava ku Zimbabwe. Ndakatona pendulo yangu for South Africa.
Iwa, thank you so much, Mudara Obasanjo. Okay, yeah, thank you so much, Gibbs. That was Mr. Obasanjo. He says he worked in South Africa for a long time, from 2002 to 2013, and he blames some of our fellow countrymen and women who he says ply the Park Station area, robbing mainly Zimbabweans. And he says the police, they just look at, give a blind eye. They don't do anything. They don't arrest, especially if they know that it's Zimbabwean versus Zimbabwean. And he says they can tell through, from your accent, from your dressing and the way you walk, that you are a foreigner, and that's how they can identify you. But he's urging Zimbabweans who are struggling in South Africa to return home and try to make a living from whatever little they can do in Zimbabwe.
And, Jonga, we actually invited the Democratic Alliance to come here for the show. And we initially talked to Kavelo Khobisa. And he has actually sent me an email right now. And then he sent the email via Marshall Fredericks. And here it reads, says, Dear Gibbs, we have been in touch with Jackass. Jackass is one of the officials of the Democratic Alliance. So you have been in touch with Jackers regarding the interview possibly being toning, and unfortunately Jackers is unable to participate in the debate this evening. I hope this is not too much of an inconvenience. Thank you very much for inviting us to the show. So we try to invite them
the so Democratic that
they will, they will express themselves in this kind of you know, discussion. So again, mbuyele kumama uMashamba. Lisakhona ecingweni mama. Mashamba ukhona ecingweni yangizwa?
Ye ngizwa baba.
Ye, akutsho ke mama ukuthi khona ngapho eBhilitani kume njani ngezizalwane zeZimbabwe ezingani zibhekane lokuthi zixotsheliswe.
Ya, angithi yabona. Injongo eyakuqala ngifuna ukukhuluma ngeSouth Africa. Ukukhomenta nje.
Ye.
Angithi yabona. Yeah, some of these amalokuzana ama asylum seekers or refugees because of ukulamba ukungaphiwa lutho as even ama refugees ukungaphiwa kudla ukungathini and marginalized and castigated anike bengela lutho yikho kwenza ukuthi they turn into crime. I don't think it's right konoko ngoba at least umuntu engayenza itoho nje elokhuzeni ukuthanyela kumbe ukuthini because Zimbabwe is a hard worker. Uzaphiwa lawo ku 10 rand for you to have something to eat angitsho. Uthi uyothenga nje ukudla angitsho. Nga ulale ebridgini wazisukela ekhaya wena angitsho uyalala ebhuluheni rather than turn into a crime. The crime, yes, I really don't even want to hear ukuthi kulom Zimbabwe osentshontsha umbuthi. But at the same time, baba ngamasela ngenxa yokuhlupheka. And nxa bengamasela khonapho, amapholisa eSouth Africa, nxa ekhangela ukuthi, you know, that's xenophobia. Angicho le abayenzayo ngoba nxa abantu bekuthaya nalaphana bevulalana amapholisa ebhekile kuthoni. What is the meaning of that?
Kulobunzima.
Kulobunzima. Yet before their independence, to tell the truth, South Africans were having it very good emakhaya kithi. Babephiwa izindlu. Babechada lokuchada besidla nge-fork and knife angitsho abemkhonto yesizwe lama-refugees babephiwa izindawo ezinhle. If Zimbabwe could do that,
yes, I was on Tomendala wathi ke siqhume khonapho ke ngamafitshane. All what she's saying is that you know, the South Africans actually got independent through Zimbabweans. I still remember that the ANC was fighting alongside ZAPU, and she's saying, you know, they should actually be grateful for that. So she ends up by saying that, you know, the refugee problem is exacerbated by lack of protection, social protection problems in some countries like South Africa. So people end up not having anything for eking out a living. So some end up, you know, living under bridges and all those kind of things. But she says if you give Zimbabwe a chance to
they
work, they really work.
Okay,
so, and they'll get money.
We have callers. I have, I mean, here we have callers lined up. Hello, Ndiyane Mutiriro, Atina Ezu, no? Hello? Hello?
Hello, Baba. We are Sizo, Kolombe Tungwe. Hello, can you hear us?
Taura itinzwa, asimuru kutaura kure.
Okay, sorry, Mr. Jonga. Yeah, I did a lot of banana and milk in the Mamas in Torah. Now we are Chitanza of Basanji. Basanji, I was a Sinam store, a great snake together. That is, for example, the letter of an issue of Africa, which is Zambia, the other season in Zimbabwe. As Canada, then my issue with criminality, I defend the nation, I defend my individuals, I'm not paramosa. She never had supporters in the Raja, that was the other Arthur of Basanji.
Saka
you remember, hello,
Taura itinzo.
We remember in the 80s, Tanzania was a wonder of Zimbabwe, Marathi, Zayama, Ethiopians, Zayama, South Africans, Manamidians, and so forth. But Kanavapara Mosho and Nizawa have led you as a nation, and only you as individuals, Varima criminals, not police opinion. But when you talk of South Africa, even why would I go back to the Mindaura on a knee, as a pan as a Kaitua? But today, Tigaman is the majority of the deputy. Shall I be the national Vachino, the Manguana, the Dora Pavari? If you should be the national political community, the government of the Nigeria, the government of the Chamber of the Chemical Union, South Africa, but who was a people? If you have been supported in Snapnaga, you can I share motion that far in the ground, that in the shag, and that's true.
Mukoma Stamati ndimani? Mukoma John. Ndirofunga kuti zvamuri kutaura zvinenge zviruda kungoenderana nezvavichitaurwa nava Obasanjo. Waubasanjo watutara kuti kuoma kwezvinhu kuri kuita kuti vanhu vazhinji vangosvikawo gara muSouth Africa nekuti vanenge vasingakwanisi kuzowana mapepa. Saka vagara muSouth Africa havana nzira dzekuwana nadzo mari wekupedzisira wapinda mucrime vachivakurudzira kuti vadzoke kumusha. Ndiri kunzwa ndo zvimwe chete zvamunee muri kutaura, handisi kuona pamuri kupesana navo.
Kana pakupindira kuti rodzi mazimbabwe ari kufara mhosva, hapana mazimbabwe ari kufara mhosva. Mazimbabwe that's why
aiwa makati hapana mazimbabwe ari kufara mhosva. Anofunga mukoma join muri kukanganisa. Itai kune vamwe vari kufara mhosva nekuti tiri kuverenga mapepa nekuona materevhizhen zvizvarwa zvezimbabwe zviri kusungwa muSouth Africa nemunyika dzimwe zviri kufara mhosva. Saka hatifaniri kunge tichivachengetedza kana kuvaprotekta, asi ngatiti vari kungoparawo mhosva sezvinoitwa nevamwe vekune dzimwe nyika even yemuSouth Africa imomo. Aiwa, asi pane panozobvunzwa kuti unobva kupi utaura kuti kuZimbabwe. Ndo zviri kutaurwawo nevamwe kuti aiwa zvizvarwa zvekune dzimwe nyika zviri muSouth Africa zviri kuitawo mhosva dzakafanana nezvakati nezvakati. Saka vekuZimbabwe vanenge vakungotsurawo wekumusha kwavo kuti ngatiregei kupinda munyaya dzakadai. Tinotenda zvikuru mukoma John. Ndinoimba kuti mudhara Obasanjo akateerera pakweko apa achinzwa zvamuri kutaura. Thank you so much. Tine mumwe muteereri parunhare, ndiani aripo iye zvino? Hello? Hello? I thought we have a caller. No, I thought we have a... Okay, before we go to Mr. Mavinga, let me just,
Translate
what Mukoma John said. He said he was responding to Mudhara Obasanjo.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I think Mr. Obasanjo or Mudhara Obasanjo is off track because he should not label criminals by their nationalities, mm-hmm. but label them as individuals who have committed crimes and they should face the consequences on their own, not as a nation.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
So, Mr. Mavinga, I think you've been listening to what people are saying here, and at the end of the day, this immigration issue is very hot in South Africa right now and is hot maybe a lot in Britain as well. And in USA, so maybe these countries are trying to eradicate immigrants in order to pave the way for their own, citizens. Is that not the case?
Well, it is a very hot case, yes, issue, but which is compounded and complicated when you look at the stereotypes and the false basis of analysis. For example, yes, anyone commits crime, including immigrants and locals, but without a statistical analysis, it would be improper for anyone to then claim that a particular nationality is the one committing crime. Mm-hmm. And it is up to the authorities, particularly the South African authorities, to find sustainable solutions to these challenges. Because there is no way that... migration will be stopped by unleashing violence by locals. What needs to happen is to find ways of integrating and ensuring that, the economic muscle that is brought by migrants is channeled properly through providing adequate documentation to enable people to work. Look, these boundaries, these borders, Limpopo River, are artificial and colonial borders. They shouldn't be there.
Mm-hmm.
So what needs to happen is that South Africa needs to acknowledge that reality and not behave like an enclave that is far removed from the rest of Africa. Because the reality is that we are interconnected, and that will always be the case. So the authorities need to lay out a framework of tapping into the resources and skills that immigrants have. And also, if you look at South Africa, with its economic and political muscle, it needs to help resolve the political and governance challenges in its neighbors, like Zimbabwe, so that you do not have this net inflow of migrants all the time to South Africa. Because I can assure you that if things are resolved politically and economically in Zimbabwe,
mm-hmm.
you'd have millions going back to Zimbabwe and not having to apply and put pressure on South Africa's doorstep. So these mm-hmm. are the mm-hmm. realities that the authorities in South Africa must be seized with, and not this myopic and parochial mindset that says, let us close our borders. It will not work.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Gibbs. Mm-hmm. We have a caller. Hello. Yeah.
Oh, Magadi.
Takasimba, Magasimba, what's done, Diani?
Murutaro na Vamananda, Johannesburg, South Africa.
Vamananda, Johannesburg, South Africa.
Yebo.
The Taurai Jinswe.
Kutanga, nduda kumkwazisa imi.
Tinotenda.
Never repassed the whole world, including also back home in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you the problem that has resulted DA to come up with this issue of trying to say foreigners must come out, those who are not registered.
Mm.
For the past 10 years, migration has been increasing, more especially people coming to South Africa, not only Zimbabweans. I would say Africa as a whole, they've been coming to South Africa. The major problem that I saw, personally myself, I'm talking from my own practical and what I see without being measuring. It's because the system that Home Affairs was doing created many people to come into the country illegally. Because they took time to register people as their arrival. However, I wouldn't like to encourage this issue of coming into the country illegal without being known that where are you coming from and who you are. Partly because you must be known where you are coming from. In the event that you have died, it's easier to identify you.
Mm.
And what created all this problem that Mr. Mavinga is talking now over the issue of xenophobia,
mm-hmm.
it has been created after quite a number of companies, after the people were given the asylums. Many companies started to employ the foreigners, not only Zimbabweans, like I've said before. They started to employ many people, whereas local here in South Africa, quite a number of people were just working Monday to Friday.
Mm.
Then when it comes to Friday, Isha is, people have to go home. And because you are a foreigner, sometimes your rights are so limited. Regardless that you've got the right, the fundamental right that you being allocated to you as a person, as a human being. So these are the problems that I saw affecting quite a number of us foreigners in the country. In South Africa, crime has increased. And partly, like what Mr. Obasanjo from Kwekwe, surely at the park station, it is a pity that, you know, being pointing fingers to your own homeboy is very disturbing and worrying. Because those are the people who does all these kind of, all sort of things, crime. Of course, wouldn't like it to personalize the things and point the fingers that these are the Zimbabweans, in as much as it would end up creating
attention. Mkoma Mananda, ngoti dimu, West Nemo Mtere, Ariparunare.
Finally, I wanted to say, economical situation may be back home, and maybe I would say general in Africa, it has resulted many people to run away from their home. But I would want to say, including you guys, our technocrats who are paralyzed all over the world, elections were done and gone. Mm. It's high time for us to be positive.
Thank you so much.
Our country.
Thank you, Mkoma. Thank you so much. Regaitinzwe kuna Mkoma Maninga variparunare. Hello.
Hello, magadi zenyu Mkoma Jonga.
I want rumpenyu taura itinzwe.
Well, I didn't want Maninga, go to Maninga.
Oh, it's Maninga.
Manenga.
Manenga. I want this also. Kutadza kunzwaka hanzi zvimwe zvine zvadonha mumasai sai. Manenga.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, I look at the South Africa one, wakawanda wakuenda kuku. But since that, I look at my qualifications. Unomona kuyane mota, kuno kumusha, basara kushanda njere. And fungizo kufuga mombe, kungatengese mota. Saka nyaya ripoka. Mazimbabwe ni masiweki kushanda chakuti yako. Zine kuti zaka uoma. Bwezi kata wakitiza wakitiza South Africa. Kuna zo gaziru alani. Chawano fana kuita. Ndeche kuti tizoke kana tini. Nisa kesi izo zivaru kuza wafana kufota. Ya gari muna chayi vota te chinda. Yo zavaru kuti zaka ipa izozo. Bati kana mazigara uko ku South Africa. Enda apu wakuma. Zinofunga kuti the former president wakambota wala kuti Vanava, Arguenta South Africa, Arguba, Pacabota, Cam Tower, Tower Woods, the Guma, Nika, and Tatara, some was the Guma, because the sandwich. Asilanga Ladaro. Sakachoka, the people in Zimbabwe, Pasa, Hindi, Paul Budamono, but Hindi Kanavarez Kazi, Arguenta, could not tell Samiri, Ramurajo, Imbafa. Gochoka, the church.
Asika anza hapana nyika isina guwa, anza hapana nyika isina guwa Mkoma. Imo South Africa mune zvamu, mune zvizara zvemu South Africa ambafao ne zvisi zvimwe zvamuri kutaura zvakaipa izvo.
Batika, zviri nanika, kubira musha mako, kwete kuenda kunze kuku. Bozi, isusu hama kati mekia kutambura kuti wate wafira umajere kukuti anuwaya sekuno. Saka ngawazi.
Aiwa pakaipa asi munozva mukoma zvinoitika nguva yakanzwa chiyadzwa kwamuka mangoda nyika yese yakamhanyira kuenda kwachiyadzwa saka vanhu vakanzwa kuti ku South Africa kune kuri greener than kuside kwavari vanomhanya kuenda ku South Africa munzira imomo kunozoita vamwe vanonhongawo zvimwe zvinhu zvavanofunga zvinoshandawo zvichitengeseka ndokurarama kune kuchingoita vanhu.
Kuna South Africa pacheza huku ya kuno wanga wala utuwe zero fumu wa wawa wala inau isusuka atina chati iwa ante zi watu munu Zimbabwe muna ante tambu zika za chosu saka panongo nzi kuna kutaka mbeta churongo wache kuti tabiwa ane nangu wa rasta muna ane alamole ane dred saka mbele situation nilipe iku wako panongo zibadiwa muna Zimbabwe
aiwa maita basa maita basa mkuma manenga muri kupi mzimbabwe.
Uwe ndiriguno ziku marere ukaroi.
Ukaroi, aiwa maita basa. Mora shakanaka ukaroi.
Natenda.
Thank you so much. Gibbs Mkoma Manenga is calling from Ukaroi. He says many people who cross into South Africa, many of them do not have qualifications that can enable them to work, say, in a period of 2 years, 5 years, and then come back home with cars. But that is the situation. He says that those who cross into South Africa, after a short stint, they return home with cars. And he does not think that if you are a cattle header down there, you can save money to buy a car. But I forgot to ask what type of cars people can bring in. Because you can buy any car.
That's right.
Yes.
Good job. Yeah.
What
is your mama? Your mashamba. What's that connecting with mom? Neria mashamba uyangizwa mam.
Nyauzwa baba.
Ye, asitike linalilungisa njani udaba lololu olunganhlupa abantu njengoba ukuZimbabwe diaspora focus group libanceda njani abantu.
Libanceda ngokuya khuluma elokuzeni eForeign and Commonwealth elokuzeni office. Yeah, we engaged with the Lokuzeni with the Home Office. Savakela, Sakela, Utela, we were pleading with the Home Office, would I? Sikela, would leap avant to Avangelama paper. Would Ilokuzen in permission to work. For about 5 years, would be the Mali, so would be we a Kaya would be the ten Miziabo. Mulo would be we a Linji. Anything to show that they were in the diaspora.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was all that we appealed. Although, Lapa civil, Gulengani, Gulabanya Banchutayo, Avanyabana Mantepa civil, what a Bayanjoja. Agala Utimbe Ulama paper, Umbegalama paper. Is Sela La Villa Lili Sela? Yeah. So local vele I as you can get, we look at a person in humanitarian locusen content to what ekaya. Yes, Agula Msebenzi, Agula Luto and everything. Ulumende uyazama Rome wasn't built in a day. Vasaluni Sala Wuti Vebon Wuti Vaza Hansa Danizito. And then what about to Vebuyeli? They have to put any opinion on the outing of a seven. They are going to look them. They are going to facing all those problems and problems, hitting problems. So we have appealed to Home Office.
Thank you.
Give them permission to work.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yes, I think there is a caller, but before I go to the caller, there's one of our viewers, Zet Dube. He says, South Africa needs Zimbabwe more than Zimbabwe needs South Africa. South Africa economy is balanced by Zimbabwe, yet the Zimbabwe government / organizations do not negotiate for a better life for its people. That's what Zet Dube wrote on our Studio 7 Live Talker Facebook page. Tonzwa muteereri ndiana ari parunare. Hello. Yes, makadi.
Kwaramukoba jonga makadi ba.
Ai vandiri mupenyu kuri sei kwamuri?
Ah, kwandiri kunare mukutara mukoma Alice ari Pretoria.
Pretoria, mukoma Alice kana muine radio yakavhurwa mboidzikisa mbichana, rusharo wacho ruri kubva rwadzoka kuno. Vamango tipa fungwa dzenyu kuti zvi zvamunga taurawo ndimuriko ku South Africa tudze kuti zvakamira sei.
Ku South Africa mukoma jonga pakanaka. Asi dambudziko riripo nderekuti it's overpopulation in South Africa. Nhamo. Sina chimiro. As you can see, the Zimbabweans and Malawians, one was so much terrible. That's why I'm sure I was thinking, I want to go back and I want to go back at the Zimbabwe.
Sakachi chamunga kurudzira kuti chiitwe nekuti pane mumwe anyora pa Facebook page yedu apa ari kutaura kuti dai hurumende yeZimbabwe yaziva kukosha kwakaita vanhu vayo vari muSouth Africa nezvavari ku batsira munyadzo upfumi muSouth Africa yaitawo kuti vange vachibatwa zvakanaka. Imi munotiwo
izvo zvendizvo chaizvo mukoma tsonga nokuti mararamiro atirikuita muno muSouth Africa munomo haasiriwo zvachose nokuti kuti uvate kudzikwavira wakuvata unovata wakabatira ura maoko nokuti anytime mbavha inopinda. Saka the home is the best. Kana government tinge yagadzisa zvino vanhu vakadzokera kumusha nyosevenza kumusha zvari kusevenza tinoona dhora iroro mari iriko everything is fine apa achakaipa.
Aiwa maitari gaitinzwe vamavhinga kuti vanokupindurai kuti chiva mavhinga muri kudza zvokutaurwa.
Halo?
Vamavhinga ndanchiti vamavhinga vakupindurei kana kuwedzera nokuti vanobva vangobatanidza nemubvunzo wabvunzwa nemumwanyora paFacebook page yedu ari kuti dai hurumende yeZimbabwe nemamwe masangano anorwirawo kodzero dzevanhu vakwanisa kuti vanga vachikurukura nehurumende yeSouth Africa kuti zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri munyika iyoyo zvibatwewo zvakanaka. Halo. Vamavhinga.
Muri kundinzwa here?
Taurai tinzwe. Ngoti dimu munoti
Zviro kwazvo zvinhu zvakanaka nekuti isu sesangano rehuman rights watch nevamwe takatombokumbira nevamwe vanoita zvakaita sana Zimbabwe Exiles Forum kuhurumende yesouth africa pane chirongwa chiripo chinonzi special exemption permit chakapuwa mazimbabwens chakauya nekuti vanhu vakanga vakumbira hurumende yezimbabwe ikapindirawo asi chakakosha chikuru ndechekuti hurumende yezimbabwe igadzirisewo kwayo kumisha kuti vana vadzokeri vasangoramba vachiritaira vachipembera nemasango ndo zvakakosha izvozvo asiwo tiri kuno kusouth africa tinokumbirisa kuti hurumende yesouth africa irambe ichirangarira kuti tiri vanhu vamwe chete vhudzi idema rose tiri vanhu vatema tose ngatibatane sevanhu kwete kubatana senhapwa kana kubatana senese rikweruoko
Aiwa, thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga. Rambai muri parunare. Understand Gibbs Tana, my Magdalene Moyo.
Yes.
You can welcome her.
Yes, Magdalene Moyo, how are you?
How are you?
Very fine. We are told that you are an asylum seeker in Britain, and there are certain things that have been happening around you. Can you tell us your story?
Yeah. In short. I'm an asylum seeker. Mm-hmm. I came from Zimbabwe in 2016. Because I was running away from home as a lesbian woman, since it's not allowed, so I came to seek asylum in the United Kingdom.
And what happened?
It's not easy. It's not an easy process. It's very difficult, to be honest, because the process is long, exhausting, and depressing. You know, so when I got here, I went for my interview. I went to court. When I went for my interview, they didn't believe I was a lesbian woman. So I had to run around, find evidence, this and that, whatever they were asking for. And then they later on accepted when I went to court that I was a lesbian woman, but they said, according to the law of Zimbabwe, it is illegal to be a gay man and it's legal to be a lesbian woman, of which is not true. It is true according to law, but the community as a whole, they don't accept any LGBT person, whether you are a woman or man. It's totally unacceptable.
So what was the outcome of your case?
My outcome of the case was that I was refused. I was refused. They told me that in Zimbabwe you can live freely as a lesbian woman because that's what the law is saying.
And so then you appealed against that?
And then I appealed against that, and then I was told that they're doing everything according to law. I was kicked out of the accommodation that I was given. So I've been living as a homeless person for almost a year now.
Ever since the government changed in Zimbabwe, have you tried to go back home and see if you can be persecuted for your sexual orientation?
That one is not it's not an option. I'm not even dreaming about it. I would rather be killed by cold in this country instead of what is happening in Zimbabwe. And after the election, things they just got worse. One, I am a lesbian woman. Two, I am an activist. In Zimbabwe, you are not allowed to demonstrate or to have freedom of speech. And as for us, young women, young people, we can't keep quiet when things are going wrong. Things are going wrong. People are being killed like flies in Zimbabwe. The same people that are supposed to protect people that are the ones who are killing people, you know. So we can't keep quiet. And after living in the United Kingdom, where I know I've got the right to voice out my feelings and to say whatever that is wrong, I don't think when I get home I'll be quiet. I'll be the first one to be killed. Because we can't keep quiet. We can't keep quiet. Things are going wrong every day, especially after the elections. It's even worse.
Yeah. Ngasa sikhuluma ngesindebele lapha ke akutshela uZulu ukuthi inkinga yakho ime ngapi khona mama.
Mayelana lani exactly
loku applyela iasylum ukuthi kuhamba njani batshela abantu bekuze sibini.
Okay, uku applyela iasylum iprocess enzima kakhulu, aso process elula. Asikho ukuthi uma ubuye eZimbabwe ufika lapha ufike uthole iasylum uhlale kahle, kunzima. kodwa ngendaba yokuthi ekhaya uyabushiswa yisimo and isimo sangkhona singajinji sisiba wese ngesinye isikhathi siyakubekezelela ubunzima bakhona ngoba nxa ufika lapho batshela ukuthi hayi mina ngithandana lamanye amantombazana and ngikhule nginje and ngikhule ngifihla but ngithe sengikhulile ama feelings lawo esengikhulela imizwa isingikhulela ukuthi angikwanisi ukufihla ngoba uma usethandweni usethandweni awukwazi ukukufihla khona lokho and then uthole i-community eZimbabwe ithi thina we are Christians, we don't accept this, we don't want this, we can go and do your dirty thing out of this country, not here. Kuba nzima and then uma ufika kuleli lizwe u-apply asylum lakhona kuba lama questions bafuna ukwazi ukuthi wazi kanjani ukuthi wena uthandana lamanye amantombazana, wazi kanjani ukuthi lento othi uyiyo uyiyo. And ngeva kobunzima obukhulu esengidlule kubo ukuthi ngibabonise ukuthi hayi yikho lokhu engiyikho khona and ngitho ngoba imizwa yami inje ngizona labantu abangomama nokuthi nokuthi bese bekutshela ukuthi hayi eZimbabwe ma umfazi uthandana nomunye umfazi ngomthetho obhale phansi i-constitutional law kuvumelekile akuvumelekanga ebantwini abayi abesilisa
kodwa
abesilisa abangafika lapha bona bayagrantwa but abangamantombazana kuthiwa umthetho uthi
ye kodwa ke lapho bekuncija khonokho ke bagcina besithini bathi evidence okumele uyikhiphe yiphi
ba yazi bhuti kubuhlungu ma ngifuna ukukutshela iqiniso ukuthi ukuthi i-evidence yakhona uze uyithole ukuthi yebo ngiyikho ngoba nanku ngama-feelings lawayana ngithi akulabo ufakazi and lapho engikhona mina ngisebenza lamanye amantombazana labuya kwamanye amazwe kokuthi ngesinye isikhathi beze bezifake kwamanye ama-relationship bethandane lamanye amantombazana bangazimiselanga bahlukumezeke ba-abuse kuma-relationship angikhona but ngoba wena ufuna ubufakazi bokuthi ubonakale ukuthi uthandana labanye amantombazana ukubekezelele
yes yabo kakhulu ke
before she leaves we can give Mr. Mavinga, he's a human rights
That's
lawyer
right. Yeah.
We can give him an opportunity to chip in there. Mr. Mavinga, so you heard from Miss Magdalene Moyo.
Yes, thanks. Ngingathi lokhu kubuhlungu kakhulu lathi Human Rights Watch singa mncedisa lo use-Britain sokuthi limnikeze iinombolo zami le-email yami ukuthi simncedise ukuthi ahlale kahle e-UK. We can assist as human rights lawyers. This is really a distressing issue that needs intervention. To support, so specifically, we would be happy to give support and referral for this particular case. So I'm happy to could share my details off the air for us to assist. Thank you.
But what about the situation in Zimbabwe? Is it as bad as she's describing?
Well, absolutely. And the issue of asylum and seeking refugee status is that it is really up to the individual. If an individual is out of their country of origin and nationality and is afraid and fears for their life to return to their country of nationality, then the country where they are should give them surrogate support. So what is then required is to look at whether or not that fear is well-founded. And particularly when you look at the attacks on the LGBT community in Zimbabwe, certainly that is a well-founded fear. If you look at the general patterns, remember recently there was the teacher at St. John's who came out as gay, and there was such a backlash and threat of death that he had to resign from his post. So that kind of case, it means that that would be really a deserving case for asylum or refugee status. So these are the challenges that we face, and certainly Zimbabwe has not reformed to a point where there is or there are guarantees of security in terms of individuals being within the country.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga.
Thank you. We have another caller. Yes. Diana Arbarunare. Hello.
Hello.
Takasimba, Diana Arbarunare. Wagogode, makadiku. Hai, wakuna kuri right. Nasi muriku upi wagogode.
South Africa.
South Africa, I am Canada. Do you tell right things? Maita basa shukuruwa Gogode, Egypt, Mr. Gogode, calling from South Africa, is condemning any form of stealing, robbery, even stealing electricity. Yes. And he's saying we should not sanitize the Zimbabweans who are into that activity. That's, he's condemning that.
All those kind of
things. Yes, I think our time is
Let's go to Neria Mashamba, just briefly. Your last word, madam. Neria, yes, your last word on this issue.
Yeah, of course. I sympathize with this young girl that is talking about refusal to be given. And anyway, I'm happy that she got this human rights lawyer who can help her. Honestly, yeah, it's a gender issue. Because they could, if they can allow men, gay men, to be given refugee status, why can't they do that to women? That one very funny thing.
And in such cases, what evidence do they want in such cases?
Like, I've never encountered this kind of case. But I hear that they want ama evidence. Are you gay or lesbian? You have to bring a partner or name a partner, which is impossible because you would have run away and left the partner. Mm-hmm. Or maybe in Zimbabwe you are castigated because when they say no. And now goes around Chidaru. Angu Zalanga O Yindo Angi. Suga Hamba, you are tabooed. And then Utati Patna Kona. Uhambela Uwe Layungapa. It's impossible. So it abuse here on a little abuse and Zagala Lapa Uma refugees. Yes, you have to prove beyond doubt. Reasonable doubt.
Thank you so much. Yeah, thank you so much, Neria Mashamba. Mashamba. Mashamba, I think, was my friend at primary school. We used to play together soccer.
Yes.
It was a very good defender, but he scored an all goal. So we thank Mr. Tewa Mavinga, human rights lawyer, Miss Neria Mashamba, and Miss Makataline Moyo, who actually joined us tonight on this show. We hope we are going to meet you again next time. Signing off is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C.
And good we also like to thank all the callers who managed to get through to our program. Nasta Atine Matere, Wakawanda, Ngashirambe Shokadaro, Mchitigira Studio 7. Ndini Jonga Kandemiri, Tobata na Mnishumwe Shurungwa to Studio 7.